What would make a great baby name if it didn't already mean something else? You know, we're past Chris and Jennifer and Brian and all those names. So now more creative names. Everybody wants a name that sounds normal, but also is one nobody else has.
Oh, well, a recent one was a good one that got totally ruined, was that sounded pretty, was ISIS.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right now there's an ISIS and an Alexa at a bar talking about how life used to be okay.
So I made a list of words that I think would make cute baby names if they weren't already words that mean something else.
Well, I already love the accent the most.
This guy is lovely.
And they're a little redneck. First on my list, I have cigarette, except I would add an A on the end, so it would be cigaretta. That
sounds cigaretta.
Sounds like a Disney princess. It's just so elegant. Cigaretta. She's won the beauty pageant at the county fair 4 years in a row.
And you call her Siggy for short.
Oh, he's pretty
so
good.
Cute.
Yeah.
This guy seems like he should be talking about a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree.
It's got to be his brother or something, right? Yeah.
Next up, I've seen a few people say this one, but I had to add it to my list. Felony. I know it's bad, but if you take away the meaning of it, that is such a pretty name. Felony. It's like Melanie. Felony. Or for a boy, you drop the Y and it's just felon. Next on the
See,
list.
Why do I like that?
Yeah, like I've known women named Fallon.
Yeah.
That works.
Next on the list is Rifle. And I know some of y'all are probably like, I don't know about that one. Okay, well, picture a little redheaded boy riding a bicycle up and down your street, probably delivering newspapers. That's Rifle. You see it now? This next one sounds a little...
You see it now?
I actually do. Rifle!
This next one sounds a little exotic. Venison. Venison. I like it. She's probably moved here from out of town, real shy, real quiet.
I love that they're baby names, but he's given like a full
personality.
Life story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Knows how to read a book, probably. Next, I got...
Knows how to read a book, probably.
That was a slow burn for me.
Next, I got Barn. That's right, Barn. Could be short for Barney, but it's not. Barn's the type of kid you want on your little league football team. He's just tough as nails. Barn. Y'all let me know if you got any other good names.
Very, it reminds me of the time we said, let us tell you about you. All you have to do is tell us your name.
Oh, I love
we need
that.
To do that again.
Yeah, we're really good at it.
We are.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Can we do that on Friday?
We could do it now if people tell us their name. Let's see. My son's name is Hemi. Hawigs, what do you know about someone named Hemi?
Oh, man. Well, that person is going to smell like grease their whole life.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're also going to be huge, like real tall, real big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your driveway's like dirt. Player.
Yeah, definitely. Always going to live on a dirt road for sure.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite movie is Joe Dirt.
Mm. Yeah.
Hemi loves Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
Definitely.
He owns a Hemi.
It does seem right. Let's see. A child named Chlamydia. You did not know a child named Chlamydia in school.
No.
We do not believe you.
No, you
did. You did
you
not.
Also did not know a set of twins named Lamangelo and Arangelo, spelled orange jello and lemon jello.
Also no. Nosmo King.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know a girl named Cy Phyllis.
Yep, you did not know any of those things.
Well, no, but not me, but my friend. He swears
in
he
my,
knew.
It was in my son's class.
Maitland, what's somebody like named Trey?
Trey? Ooh.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
They only listen to metal and say anybody who doesn't listen to metal is not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no other music is real music. He has a lot of bracelets and an eyebrow piercing.
Yeah, like attractive, but a little trashy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you'd think
you'd
develop a little bit of a crush on him one day, just like out of the blue, be like, why is he kind of, and then everyone would be like, what is wrong with you? And you'd be like, you're right.
Or he does something that shows you why you can't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thinks he's fancy when he wears an Affliction shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is my dress fighting shirt.
Yeah.
Definitely spiked black hair.
This text from Lansing. My name is Randy Dwayne. What do you know about me?
Oh, Randy Dwayne.
Randy Dwayne.
Oh, man. You know more about pickup tailgates than anyone.
Yes. You have like one cow in your yard, but that's it, Randy Dwayne. Just
you
the
think,
one.
Yeah. You think running boards are for pussies.
Yeah.
But also, it's pronounced Dwayne. There's no way that it's Dwayne.
That's, yeah, that's definitely true.
But I bet he's like the nicest guy.
Yeah.
A very nice.
Any sort of Wayne in a name makes me feel like you're nice.
That's probably true.
Yeah. And he's never been underweight.
Never?
No.
A couple more.
He was born at 260.
I thought you meant the time. I was like, so three?
Hot wings. What's a woman like named 260? Ginger?
Ginger? Oh, man. She likes to give you some.
Oh, yeah. She has tattoos and cigarettes flowing out of all of her holes.
Yeah. Gingers are party girls.
That's probably true. How about Skyler? I can't help but think of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
You're a hypocrite.
Skyler.
Your sister likes too much purple.
Skyler grew up in an affluent house and wanted to break away and tried cocaine a couple of times.
She rebelled by letting too many kids ride in the car with her.
Yeah, but now has a sensible mom haircut.
Let's see.
I feel like if Skyler's young and a girl specifically, Skyler probably drives a white car and it's probably really cute and like fun sized. Every time I think of a Skyler, I'm like, you got to be cute and fun sized.
But he's also good at like field hockey.
Yeah, like any little sport. Like they're fun size, so they move fast. Like they're good.
Steve, what do you think of a girl named Spencer? What's she doing with her life?
A girl named Spencer? No,
can I go?
Yeah, if you want.
Her hand is permanently formed like it's holding a ketchup bottle because of an accident when she was a kid when she thought she could jump off one of those giant spools they put telephone wires on.
Oh, yeah.
And it broke, but now it's okay because of her job giving truckers HJs at truck stops.
All right. Yeah, way to go, Spencer.
Yeah.
I mean, silver linings. Kind
of fell right into that career.
Yeah. And where's overalls?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because you can just cut the ties to get a good dump on.
Yeah.
See, my thing, I picture a girl named Spencer. She's one of those girls that's like permanently skinny no matter what and looks cute and everything, but always wears like more masculine style stuff.
Like what, a baseball jersey?
No, like the baggier pants and the baggier shirts kind of tucked in with cute little like dirty tennis shoes. And
overalls.
Probably some cute hat and just pulls it off, like very casual.
This text from Illinois. Tell me about my ex. His name was Trip.
Trip?
Yeah.
Oh, he was born to be an ex.
Yeah.
He was always sweaty.
Yeah.
Trip tells you he's a collector, but his collection is mostly roofies he hasn't used. He drives cars with too many dents, but he calls it a hot rod.
Oh, definitely.
Every piece of clothing he has some sort of stud on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Or even the word stud.
Yeah.
He loves that.
Yeah, he's big into graphic tees.
Definitely has stickers on his car.
But like 90s stickers, like Bad Boy Flex. You know, Oakley.
A coworker named their kid Taslin.
Taslin?
What is
Taslin is going to grow up to be chaotic.
Yes. A menace.
Yeah. Taslin is that friend that you're like, are we inviting Taslin to this or did we want things to be chill tonight?
Taslin likes to get drunk and pick fights.
Yeah.
Or just pick fights, then get drunk after.
Yeah.
What's the origin of Taslin?
Well, mother was tased after insemination. Boy, a lot of people, would you like to hear some lies from people about what they have?
Yeah, that some they names. Know direct.
People they know,
Okay, let's see. Oh, we're getting too many of these. Skylar is a girl that moves really fast, but is not fun size. That is mean. You did not grow up with triplets from Taiwan. One of them was not named Dat Guy. Didn't happen. You didn't have a kid named Shafid in your class. No, you did not go to school with a kid who was named Light Brown, who is an albino black person. That did not happen.
No.
You wrote it
Captain
as though it's true.
Sum Ting Wong Bang Ding Ow. We too low. Ho Li Fook.
I still can't believe that happened in real life.
Yeah, that was a news person named Tawatha Massengill.
Yeah.